Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us around the table and we are going to learn about LC Clinic. We're starting with Laura McLean. Tell us, what's the mission? What's our purpose? Why? What is all this, supposed to do?
Good morning, LaVon. We're actually in the process. I'm the reason I'm here. I'm chairing a steering committee, which is trying to bring a branch, an office of the LC Clinic, which is currently based in Stewart and Creston, and bring it here to Atlantic. We're hoping to open this fall. It is a life-affirming pregnancy medical clinic, specializing in care for early pregnancy, but we're also really the part that we're excited about for the whole community is the education component, where we're really trying to support healthy families in a whole bunch of different ways. There's a strong educational and training component and kind of a walking alongside young parents, young adults who are in the early phases and trying to help them out with a bunch of different material, educational and support needs.
What could be better than supporting young families? I think lots of times there are so many questions when you're a young family and so many needs. So it sounds like just something that really will be a great addition to the community. So somebody else who's really been involved with this is Dottie Krogh.
Good morning, LaVon. Good afternoon, LaVon.
Good morning. We're doing this morning.
Thank you. Yes, I am on the steering committee. I am the person in charge of communications and publicity. So trying to get things out on the radio and in the newspaper. And I also have an email supporters list. So I send an email out to our supporters roughly once a week to tell them what's going on. And I also put together information packets, whatever kind of literature we need to for our different events, so we can communicate what's happening with LC Clinic.
Okay. And then you have a third person here that's, kind of outside of the Cass County area, right?
And yes. So we also have with us today our executive director. Her name is Hannah Shady, and she is in the Creston Clinic, travels to the other clinic part of the time to take care of things, and handles most of our speaking engagements. So she's here to tell us what we need to know about LC Clinic today.
Yeah, so let's kind of get down to the brass tacks. What's happening, Hannah? What are you really kind of directing out there?
Yes, absolutely. We are a ministry, and so we are also a nonprofit 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are privately funded. The reason that I mention that, and I think that it's important, is for the community to understand that we are for the community, that we are community-based, we are community-funded, and we are investing and reinvesting into our communities to help raise up and build up individuals and citizens of the communities and help them really be the best them that they can be, the best version of themselves as well. So that's really encouraging to see and to have that in our vision, to be able to really encourage people and help people grow, as Laura said, helping those families. We've all been very young, struggling families and parents, and it is just overwhelming. And it's really nice to know that we have some place that we can offer that support and that help and that compassion and that hope to the community as well, so that they know they're not walking through these things alone, that they have someone that will walk alongside them and support them in every step of the way, whatever that looks like for them.
So the center is coming to Atlantic, but you've been working out of Creston. How long have you had the Creston Center?
Sure, the Creston Center will be open 5 years, July 2nd. We opened our first center in Stewart, actually, in March of 2012. And we are able to offer all of our services free of charge to the community, all free, all confidential. And that is another really wonderful thing about us being privately funded and community funded, is we have the freedom and flexibility to really remain transparent about who we are as a ministry and be able to share that mission in the facets of the ministry with our community as well.
Okay, so we've sort of talked about what I kind of see is the overall look of what you're trying to get. Do what you are doing. Let's get down to nitty-gritty. Give me some specific examples of what you are doing specifically for a family.
Absolutely. So I would like to share our mission statement. Our mission statement of LC Clinic is valuing all human life. LC Clinic offers hope to those experiencing unplanned pregnancy, healing to those who have experienced abortion, and truth to our community through abstinence education by demonstrating the love of Christ through spiritual, physical, and emotional support. Some of the things that we can offer would really just tie directly into the services that we will be providing to Cass County and other counties as well as we open our Atlantic Center. We offer pregnancy tests. We offer STI, sexually transmitted infection, testing and also treatment and education about that as well. We also offer limited obstetrical ultrasounds. We offer what's called an Earn Will You Learn, our material assistance program. We have a curriculum that we kind of are talking about now and touching base on now that is a parenting program. And so it is meant to help parents become equipped and educated and empowered as parents and as humans and as individuals in the community. And they're able to earn things like diapers and wipes and baby clothes and maternity clothing and an education that they're really able to really grow in their role as mom and dad. And we've seen a lot of really wonderful things kind of blossom out of this program. The curriculum that we teach is from prenatal all the way to age 12. We have a really wonderful, amazing men's ministry and fatherhood support as well, practical fatherhood. And it's really incredible, too, to see the young men that come in and middle-aged men, too, all men that come in.
Fathers come in various ages, right?
They do. Yes, they do. And so we want to make sure that we are able to meet them right where they're at, whatever they're going through, and be able to help them along in their way, be the most educated and informed.
So you do classes, do you do individual consultations also? How do you work with people?
Sure. So the first, how that would look when a client would come in is they would go through an orientation appointment with us. And during that orientation time and that class time that they're in there with us, they would decide which part of the curriculum they want to start or want to begin their classes with. So once they decide what lesson topics they want to learn about most immediate, then we are able to kind of tailor that to the individual classes, and they get to kind of read through and say, okay, this one sounds like something I would really love to learn about or really want to be educated about, all of those things too. And so it's really tailored to each and every client that comes into the building. They get to decide where we go with that curriculum, whether they start in the main curriculum and then they move to the toddler, say they have two little ones at home, or whether the father wants to come in and receive education with one of our male peer counselors or our men's ministry director, then they're able to really just, like I said, just be tailored to what they want to learn about. It's individual classes, but it's also for wellness inside of the center and outside of the center. So them being engaged and involved with healthy choices outside of that, we want to reward that. So then the clients are given what's called mommy money or daddy dollars, and that's where they get to shop in our baby boutique, and they get to buy those fun things like clothes and diapers and baby care items and things like that too.
So you sort of alluded to that there are other staff members. This is not a Hannah show. It's Hannah directed.
Absolutely.
But you have to have some other people there to do all of this work. So how many Absolutely. Staff members or what kind of staff members do you have?
So as Laura said, we are a pregnancy medical clinic. And so we have medical staff available to perform the medical services that we provide to the community. So pregnancy tests are administered by registered nurses. We have a medical director who oversees all of our medical operations and all of our medical organizations as well. And so we also have, since we are offering ultrasound, limited ultrasound, then we have our nurse manager, Diane, who is also trained in clinical imaging to perform the ultrasounds. We are establishing three things during the ultrasound, that it's an intrauterine viable pregnancy that makes sure that the embryo has planted inside the uterus. We also establish fetal pulse or fetal heart rate to establish there's a nice, good, healthy heart rate on the baby. And we also establish gestational age. And then we kind of put them into the arms and get them involved with OB care and prenatal care as well. So we have medical staff as well. We have four paid staff between the two centers. And then we also have wonderful volunteer staff. Volunteers are really our bloodline to this ministry.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask Laura is, can you use volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know any nonprofit that's going to say no. Yeah, we're currently in the process of actually people who are excited and energized about bringing Elsie here. We can really use volunteers to help us with our fundraising and communications activities. But we're also getting ready for a training for people who are interested in being staff when the clinic ultimately opens. And
do you have a date for that?
I think Hannah was going to talk about that, right?
Well, we're almost out of town.
Oh, shoot.
So, you know what? We need you all to come back again here pretty soon, because I know some new things are happening here pretty quickly. So let's get you back then. Dottie, I wanted to ask you, if people want to volunteer, need more information, are you the good person to contact?
I am the central person to contact here. You can contact me at dottiek1975@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. And we'll have that, of course, here on KJN if people want to hear that, or they can give us a call. Thank you so much to to Laura, and to Dottie for visiting with
us. Thank you.
And
thank
we look forward to hearing more about this exciting new opportunity here. Until next time, here's a thought. Anyone can give material things, but giving attention, loyalty, effort, and honesty is priceless.